questions, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know if you caught this, but Anthony Blinken, who is the Secretary of State, is having a joint news conference with Dmytro Kuleba, who is the Ukrainian foreign minister. And one of the things they're getting into is that the Russians are breaking a treaty that they actually signed years ago, but is still in force. We are on the verge of war in Ukraine, and we do know that even special forces has been moved out of Ukraine and into Poland and Germany and other countries. So we'll have the latest coming up in just a couple of minutes. The top of the hour news will give you highlights of the president who spoke just a couple of hours ago. This is getting a little scary, folks. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Oh, don't forget, coming up, Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2. She's running for re-election. We're going to find out what's going on in Ward 2 and in the city of Las Vegas. That's all straight ahead as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
My name is Tony Grady, and I am running to become your next Lieutenant Governor. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn about me. The wisdom of the Bible reads, "For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." For Nevadaans, this is our time to act. Our current elected officials are not representing the people. They are dictating to us. No longer can we remain passive. No longer can we keep silent. We are compelled to speak. The Democrats have shown their ideology and power are more important to them than our country or our great state. Together, we can make a difference. Standing on the firm foundation of the United States Constitution, let me be your mouthpiece. I will be your voice. I will represent you. Go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and read my story. Elect me, because your voice matters, Nevada. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden declared that Russia has begun its invasion of Ukraine and must be held accountable. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said Russia's actions toward Ukraine are a flagrant violation of international law.
This is the beginning of a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
He said it was bizarre for Vladimir Putin to carve out and claim large chunks of Ukraine territory.
I'm going to begin to impose sanctions in response, far beyond the steps we and our allies and partners implemented in 2014.
Mr. Biden is also strengthening Baltic allies with additional U.S. troops who were already stationed in Europe. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network these are very problematic times.
If Mr. Putin gets away with what he's done, not only in 2008 in the Republic of Georgia, but here recently with eastern part of Ukraine, I have no doubt that he'll continue to will away at what was his Warsaw Pact until the end of the Cold War.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says a winter storm is moving across the Midwest and Great Lakes today and tonight.
That storm's bringing some heavy snowfall across portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and northern Michigan and the Dakotas. Also some strong winds. We do have some areas that could see blizzard conditions, primarily across portions of North Dakota and South Dakota.
In the south and southeast, flooding, damaging winds, and a few tornadoes are possible. Worries about Ukraine have plagued Wall Street again today, the Dow dropping 462 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index lower by 166, and the S&P 500 dropped 44. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. They're great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, you know by now, holiday weekends and traffic jams leaving Las Vegas go hand in hand, and yesterday was no different. RTC officials say traffic was backed up as much as 16 miles going south on the 15 from Las Vegas into California. Looking to provide some relief, the governors of Nevada and California in December announced plans to expand the southbound Interstate 15 from State Line to California's Department of Food and Agriculture station. That project is scheduled to begin this spring. Well, some say the Oakland A's are using Las Vegas as leverage to get a new stadium deal in the Bay Area. The team has reportedly offered term sheets on at least four plots of land here in southern Nevada where the baseball stadium might be built. Team officials confirm they are in active negotiations with the landowners at all four of those sites. They would not reveal the locations in play, but the A's team president Dave Cavall tells the Las Vegas Review-Journal they are focusing on energies of land surrounding the strip. Team officials say they are looking to announce a final Nevada site sooner.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty. A
little bit of congestion there as you pass Allegiant Stadium there on Interstate 15. It's actually on that transition ramp as you merge over to the 215 off of Interstate 15. Also, moderate flows on the Beltway, 215 West at Decatur.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
One of the things I love about Victoria Seaman is she loves her job. She is a councilwoman in Ward 2. She is running for re-election, and she joins us. Victoria, how was your holiday weekend? Were you working or were you playing?
Well, I was working, then I was campaigning, so it was great.
Oh my gosh! Did you get a chance to just kick back? I mean, or do you have, because you spend so much time out in the community? Do you ever have a time to just kick back?
I do. I have time now and again, but now we're in campaign season, so I did something really fun yesterday. I rode my bike to walk the district.
So you're not walking the district; you're riding the district. Good
well,
for you.
I'm kind of doing both. I ride to an area, lock up my bike, and then I walk the homes. So it's kind of fun.
Tell me what you hear when you knock on the door, and I don't know what your door open rate is. They always talk about that in politics, the door knocking and the door opening rate. I'm not sure what yours is, but when you do, tell me what they're telling you today.
Well, the door open rate is probably about 10%, which is, you know, you get a pretty good variety of people that you can talk to. And for me, it's been mostly public safety. What can we do? There's, you know, so many burglaries and robberies. And, you know, I really try to explain to them that what we're doing here in the city is we're making sure that we fund our police. And we work very closely with Metro and our police. But one of the things they can do is look at the people that they're putting into office on a state level and really kind of reconsider some of this justice reform and no bail, because this is what's happening. Somebody will come into the neighborhood, burglarize and rob your house, and be out on no bail practically the next day. And so this is what they really need to do. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that. So I've had some really good conversations out there with folks.
Do people understand the relationship of the city of Las Vegas with Clark County, with Metro Police, and the court system and all? Do they understand what the relationship is? Because I think a lot of people have told me they're confused about it. What is the relationship between
And they are very confused, Kevin, and that's why it's good for me to go out and talk to folks, because we, the county and the city, we fund our police. We are the ones who fund law enforcement, and so it's really important to have a council that supports law enforcement.
Has there been legislation coming before the city council to defund? I mean, has any of that ever come about?
Well, that will not come from the legislature to us to defund the police. It would, you know, that's in our budget.
Very good. One of the things I love about you and the stuff that you do in Ward 2 is that you support every man, woman, and child, but then you go even further, that you defend the rights of animals and animal rights issues in your ward. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on there?
Well, I'm actually, protecting the animals all over the city. not just in my ward, and it's near and dear to my heart. You know, and as I walk the district, I hear how important people's animals are to them. They're like part of our family. And, I've had some problems with the Animal Foundation, and I'm 100% committed to not only getting change, but permanent change. And actually today, I'm very excited because I'm meeting with the new CEO. And I'm really excited to meet with her and ask her about what her vision is for the foundation and tell her what my vision is for the foundation, because I need to see some permanent changes.
What type of changes? I guess what I'm asking is, what is it you want to see in the Animal Foundation? What is it they haven't been doing that you'd like to see them do?
Well, one of the things that I'd like to see them do is, first of all, they need to have a more organized staff that takes care of those folks that are looking for their animals. We've heard nightmare stories where emails aren't answered, phone calls aren't answered, dogs are going up for adoption because they're not getting a hold of the owner, some are getting euthanized. It's a little bit of a nightmare story. There's some other things that I'm doing besides working to make sure that we have a shelter that takes care of our animals. I'm working on ordinances for other facilities that have live animals to make sure that we have the right people that are opening those type of businesses. We've seen too many bad players that aren't taking care of animals properly. So we have some new ordinances that we're working on here at the city, and I've heard that some people in the county are interested in looking at our ordinances, which I'm happy to share with them, which is going to make sure that people that open facilities that take care of dogs, that have overnight facilities, actually have to go through a background check. I mean, the nightmare stories that people have contacted me about was when they went on vacation and went to pick up their dog and it got returned in a bag, and it was no longer with us. I mean, they're just nightmare stories. There's just no oversight. And you know me, Kevin. I'm not a person that cares for too much regulation, but I'll tell you, when it comes to our seniors, our children, and our animals, I'm that person. We need to make sure that they're taken care of.
And Victoria, again, Victoria Seaman joining us, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, joining us from Ward 2. Your ordinance to allow not just three animals, but four animals, am I right on that, has already been passed, it's already law?
Unanimously. And that was so important because, again, we have hundreds of dogs in shelters, maybe thousands in shelters and different organizations that are taking care of animals before they get adopted. And for why? When we can, you know, allow people to have more animals that can go into loving homes. And again, I think the other jurisdictions are looking at some of the ordinances that I'm doing, because it's so important. I'd rather see another dog in or cat in a home rather than have them sitting in a cage in a shelter. So there's many things that we're looking at. And again, you know, I love when people call me with issues or concerns, because when I got these calls and concerns brought to me, you know, I really do my best to investigate and make sure that we make changes where we need to. And that's why I do the events that I do monthly with our Breakfast Buzz and War 2 Biz and different things that that constituents can meet with me and my staff so that we can see where the problems are in the community. And this is one that came to me, and I'm glad that it did, because we're making changes. And, you know, even though it breaks my heart every time I hear another story, but at least we can make changes.
I want to ask you a political pundit story. We're coming upon a midterm election. A lot of people view midterm elections as something short of the plague. Oh, don't want to get involved in that. But more and more people across this country, whether it's Glenn Youngkin's win in Virginia or some of the other stuff that we've seen around the country, this midterm is becoming more and more important. Can you talk about, you know, at the school board level, at the city council person's level, why this next election is going to be so important for America and for our community?
Well, the first thing is our liberties. What we've seen during COVID is a little bit of our Constitution being shredded. That's number one. The other things that I see that are so important during this midterm is, besides our liberties, is education. You know, what we're teaching in schools. Public safety. I mean, when you've got people that can come into stores, come rob your home, and they're out on no bail, this is why the midterms are so important across the country. And you're going to see a huge red wave. But we're not going to see it unless people go out and vote. What people need to do is really look at the candidates, look at what they stand for, and vote for people who care about the community, who care about public safety, who care about education. And, you know, what's happened in the past is people really didn't care about school board, city council. These are some of the most important races when it comes to your community.
I couldn't agree more with you. If people want to get involved, if they want to get involved in your campaign, for instance, how do they go about doing it?
Well, they can go to victoriaseeman.com, or they can email me at victoria@victoriaseeman.com. And I would appreciate any help, volunteer, taking a yard sign, anything anyone wants to do to help my campaign.
And tell me what you've got coming up. You always have something, whether it's on the weekend with the breakfast, but you've always got something going on. What is next on your agenda?
I would like to invite everyone out there to my next Breakfast Buzz and Ward 2 Biz, where we gather for breakfast and we break bread together and talk about issues. And if you would like to come, you just need to RSVP to Ward 2, the number 2, at LasVegasNevada.gov. And we take care of breakfast, so we'd love to see you there. And I believe this one is going to be at Eggworks.
Ooh, where?
In
where?
Village
where?
Center. Village Center Circle.
Excellent. I love Eggworks. Hey, Victoria, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And keep us posted, would you please?
You got it. Thank you so much, Kevin.
That's Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, running for re-election. VictoriaSeaman.com is the web address. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Auger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we should, by all rights, be talking at least something about baseball spring training. As you know, I love baseball. I follow baseball every day for about 7 months. And it's great. Any time of the day or night, there's a game on somewhere. I take the on Cox Cable, the baseball extra innings, and I love it. I mean, I'll watch a San Diego Padres game or a Boston Red Sox game on a given night if my beloved Cardinals are not playing. And unfortunately, now we're in the midst of a lockout. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been following this. Believe it or not, on a national holiday, they were negotiating yesterday. What is the latest? And when can we open spring training camps?
Good questions, Kevin. The lockout started on December 2nd. That's when the collective bargaining agreement between Major League Baseball and the Players Association ended. And that was when Commissioner Rob Manfred and the other owners implemented the lockout. Now, what it did is it froze all of the Major League Baseball's off-season transactions. It prevented teams from holding workouts and even barred players from communicating with staff. So it truly, truly became a lockout at that point. But that was in December. So there was optimism that it was going to start up again before December and January. And now here we are in the middle of February, almost the end of February, and it appears that that has gotten pretty much nowhere. So now we're getting to the point where this most recent mediation, if you will, was to bring in a third party. Now, John Lee of ESPN says he's not very optimistic about bringing in a third party to kind of mediate between the two. And it seems like both sides are working in a completely different paradigm right now. So there hasn't been a lot of positives to this. And we're looking at an opening of Major League Baseball, the schedule anyway, says March 31st. Well, we haven't even started spring training yet,